there. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Make sure you're awake because we have got a great show for you this morning. Let's kick it off as we do each day with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we'll pray St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning into the program today. I had a great time last night. If you're listening, if you were at the mission in Cherry Hill at Holy Eucharist Parish, thanks for coming out. We're going to do it one more time. If you weren't there, you're welcome to come. I'm leading a parish mission at Holy Eucharist on Crescent Road in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. So stop on by. It's going to be at 7 p.m. I'd love to see you there. Now, today on the show, we're going to be joined by Brian Mercier. Brian is a full-time Catholic speaker. He goes around the country speaking about Jesus Christ. I was able to connect with him through a mutual friend, Matt Swaim, who used to be the producer and the on-air host for the Sunrise Morning Show. Matt connected me and Brian. We talked. I said, Brian, I've got to get you on the show. So we're going to have him on the program today. In addition, also joining us will be Kate Wicker. She wrote a book. Her latest book is Getting Past Perfect, How to Find Joy and Grace in the Messiness of Motherhood. This is a message for all mothers out there that you don't have to be perfect. So this is an incredibly important topic. Kate's going to join us in the show. We'll have our Best Lent Ever segment with Matthew Kelly. We'll have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. And in addition to all that, and you know, really, that should be enough. But in addition to that, we're going to give you Dave Parker and Frank Eliason.
Wow. Hey, thank you, Gary. What a great intro.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Morning.
Morning, Frank.
So,
wake up.
So
here we
what's
are.
New?
Huh. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you know, gentlemen, I will talk about
Wait.
Well, you know,
what was
I'm,
that word?
I'm showing you some respect.
Gentlemen, where?
Where? Somebody come in? I'll talk about it more in the weather forecast, but that four-letter word that begins with an S will be in the weather forecast.
I thought it was spring.
I thought it was, too, but we're not quite out of the woods.
I know.
I don't want to point out that I'm headed to Florida for a parish mission this weekend.
Wait, we were just celebrating this fact. We're going over your schedule like, oh, we got rid of Gary for the next few weeks.
Wow. Well, I'll be thinking of you in the snow. But
I don't think we put it quite that way, Frank. But now that you say that. Anyway.
But we will talk.
Of course, our listeners will have you.
Yeah.
So that's
yes, we're
going
to be doing the show remotely from wherever I am. I'll be doing the show from wherever I am. But Frank, I wanted to talk to you about some changes you made to our website. Some positive additions. You put some stuff there.
Yeah, we wanted to put some stuff out there. Obviously, since starting Spirit in the Morning, we've had a lot of really different kind of cool type shows. Mm-hmm. You know, with the latest being Man Up Philly. Which,
oh, yes.
You know, for those that listen through our website or go to, you know, check out each of the shows, you know, they recognize we put Monday through Friday are always out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just had a Saturday show.
Exactly.
What do we do about that? And it was not a normal show. It was a four-hour show.
It's like four days. There are 4 days there, folks.
Exactly. You know? And so what do we do about that? So if you go to the Spirit in the Morning page at Holy Spirit Radio, or to make it easier, spiritinthemorning.com, you know, there's a wording at the top. Mm-hmm. In the bottom of that wording, there's a link. Mm. And the link takes you now to some of our favorites. And I picked out a handful of shows that were kind of unique in the short history of Spirit in the Morning. So, you know, shows such as being Man Up Philly. That is the first one. But also things like our visit to St. Hubert's, which was our first live remote.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, and so we put that in there. Mm. We put in Teresa Peterson's show when she was here singing in the studio.
Yeah, that will always be in the top three in my book.
Yeah, you know? Which was just a fun thing to do. Yeah. And like, especially because we were so big into music as it is.
Oh, yes.
And then have someone who's Philadelphia musician celebrating their faith here in the studio.
Yeah. Local gal.
Exactly.
Gone big.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a handful of episodes out there. If you love the interviews that we do, I have two compilation episodes out there where we have multiple interviews in them that were just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great chance to kind of catch up on some of those older shows that were really, really special to us. Some of the live remotes when we were at the dining car, when we were at Marianne's pastry shop. You know, so these are the shows that are out there for people to listen to.
Absolutely.
They can check it out. They can, you know, download them, listen to them at their leisure, or right within their browser and just hit play and check it out for a little bit.
You were phenomenal, Frank.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
The man.
Yes.
Yep.
And
we're going to
you did that all when? Like in an hour about Sunday afternoon or something?
No, it was a little harder than
I Okay, 2 hours. Okay.
Believe it or not, the challenge was we've had so many shows, and it was actually remembering the dates of those shows to find the file to put it out there. Eventually, you know, I do want to put the entire library out there in a way that's easily accessible. But at the same time, you want to focus people to, like, here's things you might want to listen to.
Yeah.
And so...
A sampler, as it were.
That is correct. And I think that's a great page. And ultimately, you know, there are businesses out there or events out there that may want us to be a part of it and to broadcast from there. Here's a way for them to get a flair for what that looks like.
Exactly.
And so they can always contact us here at the station or email me, frank@holyspiritradio.org. And be able to check that out.
I was going to say, guys, I'm still kind of coming down from the big bang of the Man Up Philly. I mean, it's such an afterglow. Oh. I mean, I'm still thinking of how awesome that was.
What a beautiful email we received last night from Ed Klink.
Yes, thank you, Ed.
You know, discussing Man Up Philly, and, you know, it was an extraordinarily special event, and to watch people, you know, and how engaged they were. And I thought the spirit of his email fully... and captured that.
Yeah, it was. He did a great synopsis and of just all of other events that happened there. Like so many young men or men, I don't know if they're all young, approached and came, they were interested in the seminary,
young
in the priesthood,
heart.
Young at heart. But it's so awesome. That's the kind of inspiration this Man Up Philly conference has.
It's several conversations with the seminarians as they're walking by, and it was actually a lot of fun. So, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to really growing your faith in an event like that. So, you know.
Can I say one more thing? Then overnight, I checked my email and from Mr. Mark Cordero, who is a very good, very great photographer. And he sent some really great pictures. I think Frank saw them too. And of the event.
There are a lot of you, though.
Too many of you.
Hey, thanks, Mark. It's between you and us, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Mark. All you do is take pictures of Dave.
No, I'm sure. But I'm sure he takes a lot of other. I know he takes a lot of other pictures. He's a very prolific photographer. So thank you, Mark.
Yes, thank you, Mark, and thank you, Ed, and everyone from Man Up Philly. It was an incredible experience. We'll be back. This will not be the last time you'll see us at Man Up Philly. Just briefly before I do the gospel, I know you're freaking out there because I talked about snow. Let me do the forecast because it's not fair if I leave you hanging. Today, currently the temperature at the Philadelphia International Airport is 44 degrees. Today we're going to have a chance of showers, some patchy fog up until 8 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 62. Tomorrow, showers mainly before 4 a.m., low around 52. And then Wednesday, we'll have a chance of rain, mainly before 8 a.m. Our high will be 63. Now, you know, keep in mind that we're a few days off from the weekend. And the further out you are, the less accurate the forecast is. So don't panic yet. Wednesday night, going to be mostly clear, low around 42. Thursday, high near 56. Thursday night, we will have a low around 35. Not too bad yet, right? And then Friday, chance of snow mixing with rain after 2 p.m., then gradually ending. High near 43. Friday night, mostly clear, low around 26. But again, this is still the extended forecast. We'll see what happens. We're into March now. It's probably not going to be that bad. But then again, I have no idea what I'm talking about, so I don't know why you should listen to this.
Well, you're reading that. I mean, but it's good. It's the forecast.
Right.
You know, it's official.
I don't know. It seems to me March always winds up bringing some strange weather.
I remember
some of the biggest blizzards and whatnot being in March and unexpected in many cases. So you could say what you wish. I would just...
Well, now that we've lifted everybody's spirit.
I'm just trying to get through March.
I know.
Like,
you're right.
One day at a time and not worry about it.
You're right.
Well, there's
right.
an old adage, stick around 12 hours and it'll change, you know,
That's
the weather
right.
forecast. So.
That's right.
Maybe even less.
But spring will soon be here.
Yes.
That's right. So how about a little good news? Let's read the gospel now on that note. The gospel today comes from Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 32. While still more people get, you know what? I'm just realizing I'm reading tomorrow's gospel. See, all this weather talk got me all messed up. Let's try that one more time. Gospel, take two, go. Today's gospel comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." If you're confused and you don't know how to pray, take it from Jesus. This is how you are to pray. The Our Father, it's a very good prayer. And Christ does say, don't babble like the pagans. Don't just spew out words meaninglessly. I mean, it's okay to use a formal prayer like the Our Father. That's okay. And it's good because Jesus said that's how we are to pray. But what he's asking us to do is really embrace these words and mean these words. That's everything we need is contained in that prayer. It's a great prayer. So make sure you pray the Our Father today. After all, it is the prayer that Jesus gave us. And also take note at the end of this what he said. After he gave the Our Father to us, he repeated, "If you forgive men your transgression, their transgressions, your Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." Out of that entire prayer, the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, the only part that Jesus emphasized after it was over, in other words, pay attention, listen to this part, was that we're called to forgive others. Otherwise, we can't expect to be forgiven. And when we pray those words, Dave and Frank, when we pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." In other words, forgive me, Father, to the extent I'm forgiving other people. We could be in trouble.
It's my favorite line in any prayer, just as a reminder that, you know, it's so easy to not forgive others, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, you have to.
That's totally true. I forgive you, Frank, for saying what you said about March and snow. It's okay. When we come back, Brian Mercier is going to join us. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 7th. Today we celebrate Saints Perpetua and Felicity. What a story we remember today. Two young members of the early church threatened with death if they did not renounce their Christian faith. Perpetua was a beautiful, well-educated noblewoman of Carthage and the mother of an infant son. She chronicled the Christian persecution by the Emperor Septimus Severus. Felicity was an enslaved, expectant mother. For their unwillingness to deny their faith, they were sentenced to death along with three male companions. Felicity gave birth to a daughter only a few days before she, Perpetua, and the three men met their fate at the public games in the amphitheater. The women were beheaded. The men were killed by beasts. After a period of separation from her small son, Perpetua's diary notes that the two were reunited. "I at once recovered my health," the young mother writes, "and my prison became a palace to me." On the day of their martyrdom in the year 203, Perpetua and Felicity were stripped before entering the arena. The two women stood together to the end and were buried in the major basilica in Carthage. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, the chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. There's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison-shaking savior. You got chains. Oh, he's a chain breaker. Feel it, somebody testify.
Chainbreaker by Zach Williams. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. It is 7:17 right now. Thanks so much for tuning in. And thanks to our friend Don, who just gave us a great message. He just called into the station to let us know he's listening to the program. Don, it was great chatting with you,
Absolutely.
Brother, at Man Up Philly.
Yes.
Keep on listening. Keep spreading the word. And so glad that you are now a Catholic.
Yes.
Don's a recent convert.
Absolutely. Praise God.
He's talking about he loves the music we're playing. He loves the message. He loves the program. And Dave Parker, he even likes us.
Yeah, he does.
That's kind of incredible.
We were kind of in the lunch line, and we went and got our lunch. Just chatting with, you know, guys around me, and he was there, and he specifically said, hey, I love the show, guys.
That's right.
And I know he talked to you.
That's right. Don, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it, brother. All right. Brian Mercier is a professional Catholic speaker, and he's a retreat leader who speaks to Catholic teens and adults every year. He gives confirmation retreats, Catholic school retreats, parish missions, keynote talks, seminars, workshops. He speaks at Catholic colleges, universities. He's on Catholic TV. He's on Catholic radio. He is a busy guy. Brian and I were able to connect a few months ago through a mutual friend, our buddy Matt Swaim. I enjoyed talking to Brian, and I really wanted to get him on the show. Brian, brother, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
So thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Brian, before we get to your background, because I really want to talk about your background, your faith history, how your relationship was with the Lord when you were younger. How's your Lent going? Are you really busy? I know Lent's a busy time for those of us who travel around spreading the good news.
Actually, yeah, Lent is busy. I just got back from a little bit of a road trip over the weekend and from last week, and I have a little bit of a breather yesterday, so that was nice. But until the end of April, I'm going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, well, Brian, we'll keep you in our prayers because I know it is a tough time, but you're doing such great work for the Lord. I want to talk a little bit about your history. What you're at this point now, you're traveling around, you're a full-time Catholic speaker. That's not your traditional job. Have you always had this great relationship with Jesus?
I grew up Catholic, but I didn't always have a great relationship with Jesus.
Okay. Right.
That happened in college.
Oh, okay.
In high school and my first couple years of college, I actually was very angry. I used to dress in all black.
Whoa.
I used to have very big anger issues, rage issues, depression issues. In fact, I didn't even look in the mirror for 7 years because I hated what I saw. I literally had the most rock-bottom self-esteem you could imagine.
Wow.
And when I finally got to Franciscan University, which is, you know, in my opinion, one of the greatest colleges the country, you know what? That's where I found Jesus. And he came to me and said, Brian, I didn't make you to live this way. I didn't make you to live with this depression, this anger, this sadness. Let me change your life. And that's exactly when it happened.
And when he changes your life like that, when you have that encounter on that road, on the road to Damascus, really, I mean, that's what it sounds like. Once you find Jesus, Brian, you want to share him with others, don't you?
Exactly. And exactly on both accounts, because it was definitely a Damascus experience. Right. God definitely knocked me off my horse or gave me a roundhouse kick to the face, however you want to explain it.
Yeah, that's what it'll do.
But it was really, really powerful. And seriously, it was like seeing the best movie in the whole world. Like once it happened, I had just had so much fire. Mm-hmm. I had so much zeal. I mean, he took out all my depression and gave me peace.
Praise God.
He took out all my hatred and gave me love. He took out all my sadness and gave me joy. How could I not want to share that with everybody?
Wow. Definitely. And how did you actually make the transition? How did you get started saying, okay, I'm going to take this on the road now. I'm going to be a full-time Catholic speaker.
Well, that's the problem, is that I really had this fire, this passion to share Jesus with as many people as possible, but I didn't know how to do it. I mean, I was in college. I'm not a marketing expert.
Yes.
Majored in theater, got a master's in theology, so wow. I didn't really know how to do it. So I started out giving confirmation talks for free, and I did that for a long time, and then it became like $50, and then $100, then $150. So I kind of worked my way up. I eventually got an agent, and she helped me to start getting out into more states and start getting more engagements, start getting more retreats. And then it just kind of picked up from there by word of mouth, by a lot of advertising and that sort of thing.
And it really has expanded. You've been all over the place. One of these days, you and I have to catch up when you're in town.
I would love that. I come to New Jersey quite a bit, so I would love to catch up with you.
Well, that would be awesome, because I enjoyed our phone. We talked for a long time on the phone, and we were sharing our passion for evangelization. Brian, are you finding people are hungry for Jesus Christ?
I find both.
Oh.
I find that people are hungry and they don't know it. And then I find a lot of people who aren't hungry just because either they don't know or they don't care.
Interesting.
And it's kind of like you have to be, it's almost like you have to be a Catholic salesman. You got to tell them why, you know, Christ is the answer. Why, you know, he is what they want. I told some teens yesterday at a confirmation retreat that there's a hole in their heart that's a God-shaped hole. Mm. And they will never find the happiness they're looking for unless it's in God.
And that's one of the big problems with many people. Everybody's looking for happiness. We're doing the best Lent ever segments on our program, Matthew Kelly's message. That's exactly what he's saying. People are so busy searching for happiness that they're ignoring the one thing that will make them happy, and that's a relationship with our Lord.
Precisely. And I tell teens that all the time. I say, you have the biggest TVs than anyone in history. You have the most iPads. You have iPods. You have video games. We have more stuff than everyone in human history.
Right.
And yet we're still not happy. We still have suicide on the rise. Our jails are fuller than ever. We have all these problems in our country. Faith is going down. And that's exactly the problem. It's like we're trying to fill this hole with all these other things. But it actually just leads to more boredom, more depression, more dissatisfaction. And really what we need is Jesus. And that's what I found. I tell them you can look everywhere, but Jesus is exactly what you're looking for.
I love listening to you preach, brother.
So
you are obviously on fire.
Ring it, brother.
Yeah, man, that's so true, Brian. What do you tell kids? You speak to a lot of teens. And I remember when I was a teen, I just didn't care about Jesus. I was too busy. How do you get them interested?
Well, a couple different ways. One, I think we've been lied to about who God is.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've all been presented either an angry God who's temperamental and judgmental and watching over every single little thing you do, you know, to see if you mess up.
Right.
I mean, who wants a relationship with a God like that in the first place?
Right.
There's the God who's emotionally distant, who doesn't answer your prayers, and he just doesn't care. So I really try to present the real version of who God is. A God of love, a God of passion, a God who made them to be great and to do good things, who has their best interest in mind. And a lot of times they have questions that don't get answered. You know, I grew up asking questions and people said, oh, Brian, you just have to have faith. You know, you just have to believe. And that used to get me mad because I used to say, no, that just means you don't know the answer to my question. So I find that when I give them a real version of God, a God who changes your life and I give them answers to their questions that actually make sense, and they can take it like a puzzle. And I put all these puzzle pieces in place, and they can actually start to see a picture for me. They're like, oh my gosh, this makes sense. You know? And they have this aha moment where they're much more willing to be open to their faith and open to what Jesus has for them.
Amen to that. Brian, you have a new book out. Tell us about that.
I do, and I'm super excited about it. In fact, that's the reason I wrote my book, is because for, you know, so many years, people just told me to believe.
Yeah.
And so I had to go research all my own answers. And over the last 15, 20 years, people have asked me the same questions over and over and over again. So finally, I put them in a book, and the book is called Why Do You Believe in God? Catholic Conversations with Skeptics and Nonbelievers.
Mm-hmm. Now, where can we get the book, and where can we follow you online? Maybe if we want to bring you in to speak somewhere, where's the best place to go to find out everything about Brian Mercier?
Sure. Amazon is the place where you can buy the book.
Okay.
You can also find it on my website. And my website is also the best place you can find me and everything about me. And my website is CatholicBrian.org. And that's Brian with a Y. CatholicBrian.org.
CatholicBrian.org. And we will have that linked at SpiritInTheMorning.com. Brian, you know I have to have you back on the show again.
I would love that. You are awesome, Gary.
You are awesome as well. One of these days, our paths are going to cross. I'm headed up toward your area tomorrow. I'm headed up to Springfield, Massachusetts. So I'm passing. You're in Connecticut, I believe, right?
Yes, I am.
So I'm kind of in that area, and I am going to Connecticut in next month. So maybe one of these days we'll cross paths, whether you're in this area or I'm in your area. But I got to get together with you. Brian, keep up the good work, brother. You're changing hearts and souls. You're bringing people closer to the Lord. You're doing such an important mission.
And that's exactly what I want to do. Ever since God changed my heart, that's exactly what I want to do. Save souls, change lives, transform people for Christ.
You're the man, brother. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and God bless you guys.
God bless you as well, Brian.
Likewise.
Brian Mercier, you can find out more about him at CatholicBrian.org. CatholicBrian, B-R-Y-A-N. .org. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Kate Wicker about her new book, Getting Past Perfect. So many women out there are struggling with their image, having and maybe a negative self-image, especially moms. Being a mom, and I've witnessed this with my wife, Eileen, being a mom is the toughest job in the world, and they don't get
Amen.
Nearly the credit that they deserve for what they do. So many moms think that they have to be perfect. Kate's going to let us know that you don't have to be perfect. And sometimes this vision that we get, and we see a lot of this on social media, of what it means to be a mom is incorrect. I mean, we
gives
get
the wrong message.
That's right. We start to think we need to be perfect. Everybody's life is in order and is perfect. That's not the case. We're going to talk to Kate Wicker when we come back. Now, later on in the program, we're also going to have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, and we'll have Matthew Kelly with his Best Lent Ever segment. So, you know what I always tell you, grab a cup of coffee, grab some eggs, whatever you want to do.
Maybe some
relax,
Scrapple.
Some Scrapple. There
All
you
right.
go. It's not Friday during Lent. We can have Scrapple. Grab some Scrapple, whatever you need to do. Relax. We have got a lot coming up for you in this program. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Gary Zimick. I'm here along with Dave Parker. Your time on Spirit in the Morning, 7:28. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. House committees plan to begin voting tomorrow on GOP legislation to unravel President Barack Obama's health care law. House Republicans released their own 123-page legislation last night, which would scale back the government's role in helping people afford coverage. Subsidized health care would no longer be based on income, but on age. Opponents are promising to challenge President Trump's revised travel ban. The new narrower ban temporarily bars new visas for citizens of six predominantly Muslim countries. Iraq is no longer on that list. The new ban also suspends the entire U.S. refugee program. And President Trump has offered to maintain federal funding for Planned Parenthood if the group stops providing abortions. Trump confirmed there had been discussions after the New York Times inquired about what it described as an informal proposal. In a statement to the newspaper, Trump says, quote, there is an opportunity for organizations to continue their important work they do in support of women's health while not providing abortion services, end quote. The president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, spurned the proposal. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Born with spina bifida and unable to fully use his legs, Ryan Chalmers became a wheelchair racer and Paralympian. In addition, the 24-year-old created a campaign called Push Across America to raise awareness about what people with disabilities can accomplish. The 3,300-mile trip in his wheelchair began in Los Angeles and ended in New York. It took 71 grueling days in which Ryan endured 13 flat tires and severe muscle pain. Yet as he told Yahoo Sports when he arrived in New York City in June 2013, you see a little kid at the finish line who's just smiling at you. It makes the injury and pain go away. For me, that's what helped me push through. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Small, it's too hard. Throwing water on that spot.
And that was Giants Fall by Francesca Battistelli. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. Quick weather check currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. It is 44 degrees. In Ben Salem, we have 43 degrees. In Coatesville, 39 degrees. And in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, where I'll be speaking, I'll be leading the final night of my parish mission at Holy Eucharist Parish in Cherry Hill. It's 43 degrees. And again, we thank you for tuning in to the program. So great to have you as a listener. Kate Wicker is an author, speaker. She's a health columnist for Catholic Digest. She's a regular guest on Catholic radio. She writes, she speaks, she has written a new book called Getting Past Perfect, How to Find Joy and Grace in the Messiness of Motherhood. This is such an important topic. I know my wife Eileen's going to be really interested in hearing what Kate has to say. Kate, good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
I am so thrilled to have you here because this new book, this is a great book. Kate, there's a lot of pressure on moms out there to be perfect, isn't there?
There is, and I think it's for myriad reasons. Mm-hmm. Part of it is just because women are naturally people pleasers. We want to build relationships, and we want to cultivate love and be nurturers, and we have some of these gifts that are our beautiful gifts, but we put so much pressure on ourselves, and we start to people please more than God please, too. We kind of confuse motherhood with being our only calling, our ultimate calling. And we forget that we're first and foremost children of God, and if we don't lean on Him, we're not going to be able to handle this mothering. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard, and our kids are frankly sometimes going to drive us crazy, and that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with us or our children.
And it's so important that you say this, because I know my wife struggles with this, especially, Kate, when you look on Facebook and Twitter. Everybody else's life and children, they're perfect, except mine, right?
Yeah. No, I always say we used to just look back in the days, the grass was only greener on your neighbor's lawn. And Now we have this huge virtual neighborhood. And so you can constantly compare yourself. And, you know, these are specially curated feeds that people are choosing to put out there. And I'm not blaming people who only share the beautiful moments, but we have to, you know, stop and pause and say, wait a minute, this is one blink of their life.
Exactly.
We don't know what's really going on, the mess that they might have cleared out of the way to get the perfect picture or whatever. And right. So it is hard, and I just encourage women that the only grass that is greener is God's grass. And that's who we constantly need to be focusing on, is His perfect love, and not comparing ourselves to all these different images and people we meet. Or even, I know what I struggled with is sometimes I used to belong to this women's group when I lived in Atlanta. I just moved, and there were some amazing women in the group. But I started to get this idea that if I didn't do X, Y, Z like these women that I admired did, then I wasn't going to be a holy Catholic mom. And as I've grown into my mothering shoes, I realized that everyone's X, Y, Z is a little bit different. Right. You look at the saints and their varied lives that helped them achieve holiness. There were fishermen, there were doctors, there were slaves, there were princes, there were princesses. You know, there's this vast, all these different vocations. And we have to realize that even in our vocation of motherhood, the way we're going to achieve holiness is going to be different than somebody else's. And similarly, our kids are going to push our buttons more than they maybe push somebody else's buttons. Because motherhood is supposed to be sanctifying. If our kids were easy breezy all the time, how would that help us get to heaven?
Great point. That's a great point. Kate, there's an excerpt from your book. I just want to share a brief excerpt because this is really powerful. You say this: we all have fears and struggles as moms, and it's time we start sharing them. In doing so, we're able to free ourselves from some of the worry that we're the only ones who have difficult children who push our buttons and, yes, at times annoy us. I like the fact that you admit that. It's okay, and it's normal for our children to annoy us at times, correct?
Yes. I'll never forget. My mother-in-law really helps me with this because she is a very, she loves babies and is a very great mom. And it seemed to me like children probably never bugged her ever.
Right.
She taught preschool, and then she was a lactation consultant and worked with babies. You know. But one day, early on in my motherhood, she gave me a book that said, When Your Child Drives You Crazy. And it was so freeing to me, because as much as I love my children, in those early years, I would lock myself in the bathroom and hide away sometimes. So much I share in my book that my oldest patted me on the back when I came out once and said, "I'm so sorry you're so constipated."
That's great.
And, you know, they weren't quite on to me yet while I was hiding away. But I have this guilt, like, gosh, why am I? Children are blessings. Why do they? Just because children are blessings, they can sometimes feel like burdens, and that's okay. I think the pro-life culture is a beautiful thing, but again, we think that we should love every minute of it once we welcome these children into the world, and that's just not reality. Motherhood, it maybe isn't supposed to always make us feel good. It's supposed to help us do good and become better and holier, and so that means that it's going to sometimes be difficult and burdensome. And I think that it can be very, very freeing to know that you're not the only mother out there feeling like that. Because we can look around and think, oh my gosh, all these other mothers, they love it. And not only do they love it, but they're making these perfect crafts and perfect cakes. And I'm lucky if I squeeze in a shower or, you know, whatever. And so I think it's very important to realize that all of us have tough, difficult moments, that there's going to be a lot of tender moments, but there are certainly going to be many moments when our children will kind of push us to the edge.
That's
when we graze the most.
Yeah, and that's so important that you say that, because I know my wife struggles with that quite often. She'll think, like, what kind of a loser am I? These people, they're doing arts, they're doing crafts. I'm just trying to survive the day with my kids. So, and I know she's not alone. Many women are struggling with that. So I thank you for being able to, for saying that, for being so transparent, and for saying that it's okay to struggle, because women need to hear that. Because being a mom, I will tell you, I agree, it's the toughest job in the world. Kate, I want to say one other thing. One thing that touched me, I speak a lot about overcoming anxiety. That's my thing. I go out around the country and I speak about it. So you talk about the role that prayer plays in easing fear and anxieties. That really catches my attention. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, I opened up in the chapter. I'm one of those people that if you meet me in person, again, or you see my social media, you might not know that I have struggled with anxiety and depression. And it was very important, very difficult for me to share some of that in the book, but also very important because I'm encouraging moms to be authentic, and I needed to be authentic myself. And what I realized in my own journey is that, you have a lot of guilt if you suffer with those things because you think, if I was a good Catholic, I would have the joy of Christ with me always. And you can feel like you're just not praying hard enough. But what I realized is the virtue of hope is something you have to pray upon so much when you're struggling with those anxieties. Not only saying mantras like, "Jesus, I trust in you," even when you don't feel like you're able to trust, that's okay. Just keep repeating it over and over. And then really cling to that virtue of hope. It's such a beautiful thing. You can look it up in the Catechism. That wise book talks all about hope and how it really is. It's not like chasing a glittery unicorn. It's a true thing that Jesus gave us when he died on that cross. I mean, think of all the disciples waiting at the foot of the cross, and then he was resurrected. You know, we're in Lent right now. We're preparing ourselves. We're looking towards the season of hope. And that's what really it's about, that hope that things will be better, hope that these fear and anxieties that you have, you know, you look at St. Monica, maybe you have a wayward child and that you really want to bring back to the church or has an addiction or something. And in your prayers, you just have to persevere sometimes. You don't know what God's will is going to be for them. Our children weren't created to fulfill our own will or even their will, but God's will. And if the story doesn't have a happy ending, maybe that's because it's not finished yet. And you just need to remember that God is the author of great mysteries and plot twists and things you could never expect. And persevering in prayer, your prayer doesn't have to be perfect, but your perseverance has to be just keep at it. I don't want to say your perseverance has to be perfect, because I don't want anything to feel like perfect is the bar.
Right.
But I think perseverance is such an important thing when you're struggling with anxiety or or fears about your children and their future, just to know that you don't have the full picture. You can't always see with God's eyes. And hindsight is 20/20. You're going to figure out that God was there with you during those tough times, even if it doesn't always feel like it.
Even if it doesn't always feel like it. That's so important that we don't get ruled by our emotions. The book, Getting Past Perfect, How to Find Joy and Grace in the Messiness of Motherhood by Ave Maria Press, by Kate Wicker. We've been chatting with Kate. Kate, where's the best place to get the book?
You can get it through Ave Maria's website, okay. Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's available online at all those places and in some brick-and-mortar stores, depending on the geographical location, and then also Catholic bookstores, a lot of Catholic bookstores.
Excellent. And where can we follow you online, maybe find out more about your work, your other books, and possibly bring you out to speak?
Sure. It's katewicker.com, and it's Wicker like the furniture.
Perfect. Kate, thanks so much for joining us. I really enjoyed chatting with you. We'll have to have you back on again.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and God bless.
God bless you too, Kate. That's Kate Wicker. We were talking about Getting Past Perfect, How to Find Joy and Grace in the Messiness of Motherhood. What a great message, Dave.
Very, very good message.
There's so much pressure on moms out there to be perfect.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, but I didn't have time, grandmoms like Barbara. I mean, she was a great mom, and I'm blessed to have her with our grandkids.
You certainly are, and no one has to be perfect. Only God is perfect, right?
Amen.
We're just works in progress. When we come back, we're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, but before that, we're going to have Best Let Ever. Stay tuned.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
One of the key moments in my life was when I was around 15 years old, and I was sitting in church, and I was struggling with something, and I stumbled upon the question, you know, God, what do you think I should do in this situation? And it really became a turning point in my life. I call it the big question. God, what do you think I should do? I think it's a question that we don't ask anywhere near as often as we should. I think very often we ask the wrong people for advice. When we're struggling with something in our lives, or when we really have a decision to make, I think very often we go to people who know almost nothing about nothing, and we ask them what they think we should do, rather than going to the one who has the answer to every question and saying, hey, God, what do you think I should do? If I could only do one thing, you know, if I had to narrow everything I do down to one thing, if Dynamic Catholic could only do one thing, if we had to narrow everything we do down to one thing, I would teach people how to develop a daily habit of prayer. It's the whole ball game. A lot of other things will come from that, but without that, a lot of other things will never come at all. They'll never develop. If you really want to grow spiritually, if you really want to have a better life, if you really want to have a better marriage, be a better parent, whatever it is that's important in your life, if you really want it to change and grow and be transformed, I'm telling you, develop a daily habit of prayer. It's the thing. And you know what? We resist it. Man, do we resist it. We find excuses after excuse after excuse after excuse. We find excuses. We got so many excuses about why we can't pray daily, why we can't pray at the same time every day or in the same place every day. And, of course, very often I encourage people to stop by their church, spend a few minutes. There's something very, very powerful about spending a few minutes in a quiet, empty church. People say, oh, I'm real busy and I can't do that. And What about once a week? Could you do it once a week? Well, I don't know. I a lot of things going on. And if I put $1,000 in cash in an envelope and stuffed it in the songbook in the seventh row on the left-hand side of the church and told you I'd put the same $1,000 there every Thursday, all you have to do is stop by and spend 10 minutes in prayer. When's the next time you think you'd miss a Thursday? You see, everything's a matter of priorities. Everything's a matter of priority. We do the things that we believe are most important. The problem is sometimes we're confused about what's most important. Prayer, daily prayer, create a habit. It's different for different people. I'm not going to say you have to do this. I'm not going to say you have to do that. I do know if you're really trying to do it for the first time, the prayer process is very, very, very powerful. But create a habit of prayer. It'll change your life. And it will increase your ability to fight resistance. But beware. You will experience more resistance around trying to create a daily habit of prayer than anything else. Resistance will do everything within its power to stop you from establishing a daily habit of prayer, because resistance knows that if you create this daily habit of prayer, resistance is in big trouble.
That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Calling, calling, oh sinner,
an old gospel tune, Softly and Tenderly, by Reba McEntire featuring Kelly Clarkson and Trisha Yearwood. Really cool song. Right?
Very cool song.
Really cool. That's an old traditional gospel hymn. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I want to thank Kate Wicker and Brian Mercier for joining us today. We were just talking during the break. They were both great guests. It's great to have these people on who are on fire for the Lord.
Absolutely.
And help us. And Matthew Kelly, that segment... We were listening to Best Lent Ever, what he was talking about. If he said that there was $1,000 in the church every Thursday, all you have to do is go in and pray for 10 minutes. When's the next time you would miss a Thursday?
Exactly.
I used that at my parish mission. I gave Matthew credit, but I used that statement. And when we all hear that, we all say, yeah, you know, you're right. The problem is sometimes.
Yeah, he really broke it down to human terms, didn't he?
We make a lot of excuses.
Oh, yeah.
But when he says that, what are you going to say? Yeah. Oh, no, I wouldn't show up if there was $1,000 in it for me. So it's a process. But just try to understand, prayer is really important. That relationship with the Lord, it's very important. Let's do the Be Not Afraid gospel Bible verse today. It comes from Genesis 1:31. God looked at everything he had made and found it very good. I think sometimes we forget that. We look at people, we look at things, we look at circumstances in our lives. We forget that God created everything good, and we can see him in everything, including the annoying people. Not that I have any annoying people in my life as I scan the room and look at Dave and Frank.
What?
But seriously, guys, we have those people that push our buttons to drive us crazy. We're called to see God in them.
Yes.
And that's the challenge, like Kate Wicker was saying about our kids sometimes. They push our buttons, they drive us crazy, but they're going to get us to heaven.
That's right.
Because they help us to overcome our vices. I have a problem with patience sometimes.
Me too.
And the problem with that is when you pray for increased patience, you can be assured you're going to get somebody in your life who really will cause you to be very impatient, right?
It happens so often, and you know that's why you have to pray for it. You have to pray for your own self and recognize it. So real quick though, there's a we have a change today. So at 4 o'clock, programming is going to be EWTN's new Pro-Life Weekly. So that is a new show that just premiered, and so we're going to replay it at 4 o'clock today. Then at 4:30 today, we were going to play EWTN Bookmark, a favorite of Holy Spirit Radio.
With Doug Keck.
That's right. And so, you know, please, everybody, when you hear these shows or changes to programming, give us your feedback. Is it the right thing? So email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Love to get that feedback. Is this the right programming you want to hear?
Excellent, excellent. Frank, Dave, thanks for hanging out with me today. Thank you at home for listening to the program. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Tony Agnese. Always a fun time when Tony visits us. And Mary Beth Hicks. Remember that wherever you are, whatever you do today, the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. See you next time.